An announcement. The Dreamcast participants would like you to know that this was a separate Dreamcast recorded the day before the actual recording, in an effort to allow me, Elfam, into the podcast. I was lazy and didn't send Scamboo the file, and so you're getting another Dreamcast. Congratulations. Hopefully this one doesn't suck quite so much.
Welcome to the Dreamcast with your host, Elfam. Also with Gasp.
Good. Between you and me, I think the Ruskies need a good kick in the balls, right in the testicles, the source of their commie power.
And Kirby Boy.
I'm not in France.
No, you're not.
Oh, got it.
Now it's time to begin the Dreamcast, episode 11.
Time to go down below into the liquid abyss.
I still got my jokes coming.
We should just, like, talk about stuff and let Scamboo edit it. That would be cruel, but fun.
Well, is this the whole podcast?
Just send it. No. Just talk about stuff as, like, a segment for the podcast. And then send him, like, a block
of... You guys see YouTube? I like YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube is nice. Send him, like, a 45-minute block of audio and say, hey, pick through this and find funny stuff. He'd probably say, you're editing this week.
Editor's note. What do you fucking know? I edited.
I'm not editing. I don't know how to edit. You can do that bullshit.
Yeah. I've done it twice, and they both sucked. One of them, I didn't compress it, and it came out like 80 MBs. And the other one...
Massive bongos.
The other one sucked normally, so I couldn't really edit it to make it good. Unless I took out Draft's voice.
By the way, why don't we have like music going on?
Scamboo doesn't like music, and he usually edits it, and he'd be pissed as hell if I put it in.
Yeah, but you have to realize that Scamboo sucks balls.
No, he does, but he also has full admin powers, so...
Still sucks.
When people who suck balls have admin powers, you know, you just gotta deal with it.
So George Bush got elected.
Whoa.
No, it's okay, he's not president anymore, I can make jokes about him.
It's like, the jokes aren't as funny because he's not in office anymore.
Yeah, but back then he could have sent an airstrike on you.
Now we have... Not me. Now we have to make racist jokes. All the time.
Back to our segment. You guys heard about the Australians, they're weird.
That's really racist, man. Those Australians, they're weird.
You all like to them.
The pinnacle of racism. Those guys, they're weird.
Yes, and they have kangaroos as pets. And koalas.
And wombats.
And fosters. Oh.
Ooh. And they have those shrimps. You know? And the whole thing.
No, that was bad.
We gotta face it.
It was a good joke, but then you just ruined it.
We are incapable of racism. We just can't do it.
Yeah. We need Scamboo for that.
We need Scamboo to be racist.
Anyone got a topic yet?
Since we are talking about Australians and kangaroos...
The saddest thing is that I'm recording this.
Why?
I don't know, because I started recording it like 10 minutes ago.
Get your level 257 DVD with bonus features available.
Our DVD cool. Of the only two videos that we've ever made.
And this.
For like $20, and the bonus features are like... me trying to fit those two bottles in my mouth.
Why?
I don't know. I just did.
That makes sense.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Don't they have video games down there?
What?
Is that what you do instead?
Oh, yeah, no, we don't game. I get all my sources.
That's the game. See how many bottles you put in your mouth.
Yes.
What level are you on?
I'm only level 8 right now. You've got to get up to about 20 bottles before you can get to dancer level.
Problem is, I'm funny now, but as soon as we start recording, I'm fucked.
I am recording.
Yeah, but you have to be suicidal to use this as a real podcast.
Editor's note. Dear God, Craig, I think we're all suicidal now.
It'd be funny. No, because see, this isn't the podcast. This is just like one segment on it. And it's
what is this going to be called?
What?
It's going to be a long night.
That's what your mom said last night. Woo.
Woo.
Oh,
we're all just like part filling Scamboo's role here.
We could half an hour of bad jokes. That's something that we don't do.
What kind of topics do you get in podcasts? I don't care if it's an original, let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to Google good podcast topics.
What, is it going to be a website?
Good podcast
topics. That puts you straight through to the Dreamcast.
For some reason, the top result when you type in good podcast is good podcast microwave.
That makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
These are just tips.
So any ideas for a great podcast?
Yeah, these are just... Nah, here's
podcast
one.
Podcast should be short. No, we're going for 2 hours, apparently.
Oh, here's some. Okay.
Don't take yourself seriously. We've got that one well covered.
Yeah.
We nailed it.
Okay, yeah, let's go down that list.
Be organized. Oh, shit.
Cram.
That sounds like something that RJ would say.
That sounds like cram. That's what your mom said in bed last night.
Whoa.
Be regular, but only if you've got quality.
Make that buddy a member of the opposite sex.
What's Wings called?
No, we've got that covered. Sorry. We have two members of the opposite sex. We've got Drath and we've got Scamboo.
Scamboo is something else. Yeah.
Scamboo's unspecified gender.
Scamboo is not even the opposite. He's just
he has a mangina.
The third one. Have show notes on your... Oh, God. We don't have any show notes. If you're doing interviews, don't be Charlie Rose. In other words, shut your stupid face and let your guest talk.
Yeah.
Don't interview Jason Fried. We haven't interviewed him. Try to be natural.
We interviewed someone called David.
Don't be scared to throw a show away. Do some editing. Use music. Verbally identify your podcast. Oh, right. This is the Dreamcast. I am Elvan.
Oh, no, I thought it was something else.
Every single episode.
No, we're not. Oh. What's whimsical?
Whimsical means, like, what we are, basically. Here, what are some good podcast topic ideas on Yahoo Answers?
Like, think ideas yourself, you dicks. That's probably what they say.
Oh my god. He just says, if you can't think of anything, don't record a podcast. That fucking helps a lot.
Oh no, we have to keep a schedule, because there's like 40 people wait for this fucking
thing.
Here,
okay, here are some questions to help you choose a topic. What hobbies do you have?
Video games, that helps.
Yeah, that helps. What do you love to talk about?
Here we go, popular podcast topics.
What do you love to talk about?
Boobs.
Sexual innuendo.
News and politics, we could do that.
Ooh, what things would you do whether or not you got paid? We kind of already do things whether or not we get paid that we probably should get paid for. That's like the basis, basis of level 257. Is people doing things they don't get paid for that they probably should.
If I get paid, I'll get paid minimum wage.
Yeah, we all would, but what do people ask you for help with on a regular basis?
Maybe we should put video game podcast.
This is our topic. Are you good at woodworking?
No.
Yes, I am.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, and what should they make tanks out of wood? Oh.
Yeah. If you can make a fully operational wooden tank and ship it to the US,
they just fire out giant wooden stakes at vampires.
Ooh.
And send a YouTube
channel. Here's one about food.
This is not a food podcast. How many food podcasts are there?
I don't know. Let me Google that.
Probably a lot.
Good grief.
Oh, everybody, Google. Let me Google that for you, because that is an awesome thing that I've used on Craig twice.
I know.
About the same thing.
Well, English people are lazy. We can't.
Oh God, there's a website called food.podcast.com.
Right.
Here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Holy crap! There's too many of these things. I'm going to listen to an Asian guy who does a podcast called Simply Ming doing a food podcast. That's not scary.
We should do a podcast. The topic is about other podcasts.
Play it.
Simply Ming is made possible with support from Contessa, Allclad, Rightling, and Ocean.
Flag? Who's he?
Hold on. It's about garlic.
Hey, Ming Sire. Welcome to one of my Simply Ming favorites. Check me out right now and look at
this interesting ingredient.
Behind me used to be a plot of rubble and burned out houses. Now it's a thriving garden that feeds food pantries and the local farmer's market. And one of the main things they grow here is garlic. And no better person to tell me about garlic than the urban gardener herself. We have Danielle.
Oh my God, I can't stand this.
We've got a list of garlic experts on hand.
Too much. We need to take like a video of someone and pretend we're doing an interview when we're not.
No.
Yes.
It's hard.
Yeah, it is really hard because you've got to like.
Bollocks.
That would suck, but it would be funny. So, RJ. What do you do for fun? Ham, ham, ham.
That would be the entire podcast.
Yeah.
Just ham.
It'd just be like. Everyone asking us, so RJ, what do you do for fun? Ham, ham, ham. Ham, 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 ham.
Why don't we do retro games?
Retro ham?
Yeah, but
yeah.
We should try and contact him.
Dude, let's do retro games, like games from the 1950s retro games.
1950s? Like the Odyssey.
So, what do you guys think about Monopoly?
That's like
Monopoly,
modern
guys.
Times.
That's a retro game, Monopoly. I like that game.
In Australia, they've only just got the PlayStation.
True.
Wait! You can get games on discs. Surely,
yeah.
This is new format. I don't get it.
And it is 3D.
The advent of discs.
Good thing about Australia is that they'll see them discs and use them as frisbees.
Wait, they're like magnets.
They go to their dog, here, I'll throw this frisbee, and you catch it. And the dog just like catches the frisbee and puts it
in. Oh yeah, I love playing Crash Bandicoot, especially when you can fly it across a field for some dog to fetch.
No, like their dog puts it in a 360, and it's like, oh, crap. My dog killed my copy of Twilight Princess. It was sad. Whoa! I'm gonna be reading that up loud. Okay, so Gasp has posted a podcast called Two Boobs and a Baby, a parenting podcast by a couple of boobs. That is all it takes to have children. That is all it takes to have children.
What the fuck are you doing?
Throwing stuff at stuff. Hurling pens at walls. Oh. Banging metal tables. You know what? Let's take a short break and we'll come back with more random shit.
Holy shit!
What?
Have you guys seen this video?
No, what? I bet I have not.
What video?
Post the damn video. Okay, I'm gonna watch this. Okay.
What?
Okay, what is this?
Oops.
Hello!
What the hell's a collateral? These guys, Jose has been playing all these games. Should interview one of those for that podcast. How do you get so good at this game?
This guy has the fucking worst voice of all time.
He starts off dead.
His friend sounds like he's building a robot or something.
His friend sounds like he's building a robot. The announcer has an amazing voice.
I wish you had a voice like that.
This announcer deserves to be shot.
He gets a collateral!
Oh my god!
What is a collateral? They just invented that word, so we won't know what it means.
At number three, Mike is scary playing Domination.
Yes, he is.
Starts off dead.
It's not a good start.
Aim sees nothing, tosses a stun at something. I don't know what. Quad!
Quad!
Quad? What does quad mean?
I don't know, he must have gotten a quad bike or something.
A quad kill.
But he killed three.
That's one.
He
gets a kill. None of That's
them
two.
Have flags, which I don't understand. It is Domination. So, figured you want to be dominating, but, you know, whatever, we all play different. Smoke is up. Single. Triple!
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 And maybe lastly, at number one, it's Mike playing Domination on Crash. Making his way down the steps. Hit marker through your teammates. That's a great feeling. Gets a kill there. Stunned. I guess the other team can't hit moving targets, which is...
I refuse to believe people can do this game.
Why do people watch this?
Unmanned aerial vehicle.
Not always the same guy.
There's another kill between the choppers. Gonna make his... I don't know why I seem to stutter when I put those two words together. Makes his way up the stairs...
No scope.
And
oh god,
it's a fucking sniper rifle. That's why there's a scope on it.
This bitch is spawn camping. Dude, the guy is spawn camping.
Alright, I'm back. Got my green tea. Hope I didn't. Did I miss anything?
I got my green tea.
Sweet comments, I guess.
Oh fuck.
I'm Ali G. I missed the tea with my green tea.
Another collateral.
I didn't even know what that means.
Nice play. Alrighty, there was weak.
I don't even want to hear his voice at all, ever, in my life.
Maybe we should do a topic about people being too good at games.
Why does he keep saying collateral?
Why does he keep, it's a real word, but he's misusing it repeatedly.
Why was it mean?
Yeah, because I know what collateral damage means, but in this context, I don't understand.
He's misusing it repeatedly. Here, I'm going to pull up dictionary and see if it makes any sense.
Fine.
Collateral. Something pledged as security for the repayment of a loan. a person having the same descent in a family as another, but by a different line.
Yeah, it's a bit hard to say that in the real sort of commentary. And he's the same descent of his own family line.
But that doesn't even make any sense. Because...
they probably made it up and didn't know it was actually a real word.
Yeah, he kind of, like, created a term.
Wait, you mean that means something about families?
Oh, when we were in...
Not the... called Judy?
When we were in... When I was in the chat the other day, people tried to make two new memes and failed at it. One guy tried to make LQ2M, which was really sad, but...
What's that?
Laughing quietly to myself instead of LOL.
Guess what I'm saying?
What?
That doesn't have the same thing to it.
Liquitums? he just said liquitums. Liquitums.
That's what you said, you dick.
How do you pronounce words with no vowels?
You don't.
That's a good answer.
Well, I'll create whatever I fucking want.
Okay. What was the... Black Kirby. They also tried to start Black Kirby.
Why, what's a Black Kirby? Is that racist?
Know. Yes, it's racist. You're all racism. Your mother was...
Hey, you only like Kirby's, the black ones. Oh, no.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to try and find a terrible, horrible, hilarious...
Pun.
Actually, ironically enough, I'm searching for porn podcast.
The what?
This would be great.
This is hilarious. The Porn Identity Podcast. A podcast on an A to Z journey through porn itself.
I still think it's about people being good at video games and how that's so fucking...
Wow, free iPod porn.
No. It's a trap.
Why would you want to download...
So that's when you sit on the train, you can jerk yourself off, obviously.
Oh my god. Wonder if I got any new emails. I got 3 new Twitter followers.
Ooh.
Twitter is nice for me because I'm at a computer most of the day, and when I'm not, I just text it to it.
Oh, I spelled Twitter wrong now, but didn't forget the W off.
So it said titter? Really? You wrote titter.
you don't want to know what come up.
Mike Tyson was convicted of rape? I never knew that.
It's like 4 Jason's of him on saying it was bad to shoot people. I'm supposed to be fucking... Oh. Have we got a topic yet? I've told you one, but you ain't listen.
No, we don't have a topic, and I wasn't listening to you, and I don't care.
Huh.
I had my first terrible Xbox Live experience the other day.
Did someone call you a fag? Boo-hoo. No.
It was it was just a really bad joke. And he laughed like a redneck about it. For like 5 minutes. Exactly. He laughed exactly like that for 5 minutes. He was like, hey man, where'd you get that awesome medal? What medal? The medal for sucking dick.
For like 5 minutes. The only reason I know I did that laugh is I saw it on a YouTube video.
What?
The YouTube video of a man laughing and it sounded so retarded. Hang on, I'll try and find it.
It's going to be like a YouTube video of your laugh.
Well, where the fuck is it? Hang on. No, that's not it. Hang on, back.
I'm still laughing about that ShamWow thing. I saw the ad last night.
And it was... Well, I've got it. Hang on.
Oh, hey, Craigie boy, did you ever figure out how not to follow Martha Stewart anymore?
Why had I do that? I haven't followed anyone. Says I got 4 followers. Give them all 3 a big round of applause. Let's go! Skip to about... Right this way. Minute and a half, something like that. Then it starts.
That's creepy.
Says I'm following 2 people. What the fuck are you on about? Oh, it's updating.
So?
I dislike watching long YouTube videos.
What about Bible games from a Nintendo nerd? That was 20 minutes.
That was different, because it didn't suck.
Unlike everyone else on the internet.
That was different because something was happening besides a redneck talking to three old people.
I never knew.
I need to follow something ridiculous now.
Now, how do you follow someone?
I'm gonna go to find.
Oh, it's the big button that says follow.
Yeah, that thing.
I am now following Bob Owen. What a name.
Oh, yeah.
Why is he trying to do the rock eyebrow thing?
Yeah, I know. I noticed that. I'm following.
Can you smell what Bob Owen is cooking?
He just came back from seeing Star Trek and his enjoyment was highly low. Crap, he's on 2 minutes ago.
Time to get the fuck over here.
I'm going to have to at him.
Twit him.
At. He should totally try and record a Dreamcast with us. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Vote Mega Man. Vote Mega Man into the Robot Hall of Fame.
Dick.
Are you recording this?
Yes, I've been recording it for a while.
Great.
Why?
Wait, Mega Man has been nominated for induction into the Robot Hall of Fame.
Who?
Mega Man.
What about him? He's not technically a robot. He's just a video game sprite. He's not like a real working model of him.
No, he's losing to Bender Bending. He's losing to Bender, Milardiet's Automaton, and Optimus Prime.
You never seen Bender?
No, I know.
He bends things. First, you're going to add what's his face? The Scottish dude.
Joe DiMaggio.
Joe Chenling. How do you pronounce his name?
Me neither. Wow.
If he wants to do a podcast, there's only three of us. We still haven't got a fucking topic.
I need some food.
Wow, I've got. The Sega Dreamcast is following me, and I have no idea why.
Yeah, same here.
We're being stalked by a Sega Dreamcast.
Why? I haven't got. What the fucking hell?
Here, let me read who's following me. Jack the Kitten. Xbox 360 Smart Fix. Bobo. Someone named Jaina Dayton.
Me.
You. One Shot Finch. Something called Gamer Crux. Something called Change Austin. And they just piss me off because I don't like them. Then Screw Attack and Blurry Prawn. And BestPriceOnIt.com.
Also, I said Blurry Prawn.
BestPriceOnIt.com. Cam Buffin Man. Which I'm gonna hope is one of my friends, because otherwise that would creep me out. And DS48124.
You're bigger than you look for the telescope.
I still want to block that person. Okay, I blocked.
Has Gus got a Twitter?
No, he doesn't see the point.
He needs to get one.
He needs to get one.
Why?
Because it's there.
Oh.
Because your mother is there. Wahahaha. What?
I am updating my Twitter, so shut the fuck up.
You're updating your Twitter? You haven't updated your Twitter since...
I know, that's why I'm doing it now.
You haven't updated your Twitter since...
Explain to me, please.
Since 6 days ago.
6 days ago, yeah.
What?
6 days.
What's so big about Twitter?
That's why I added, that's why.
Twitter is awesome because it's just another way to talk to other people. I don't know why. Oh, and you can get people stalking.
Basically, talk to yourself and people read your thoughts.
Yeah, it's people stalk you on Twitter. That's another thing.
So we'll take a quick break here, and then we will move on with more random crap.
Resident Evil Degen on the iPhone.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Have you played it at all?
No, it isn't out.
Well, well, well. Look what we have here.
The problem with playing
Craig,
games
still
on
have
the
updated. Oh, wait. Now you have. Now I'm going to reply to you and say, think harder, noob.
It's good because Gas isn't going to know what we're talking about.
Yes, we should.
Until
he
gets to Twitter.
We need to do that now. Just start talking about stuff and using Twitter.
Let's talk about Twitter. It's brilliant.
No. We need to use Twitter and Skype alternatively. Like, say one sentence in Skype and then Twitter it. And carry on a conversation.
Yes.
Around. Carry on.
I'm just
going to
keep saying yes over and over again. What do you put in favorites?
I don't know.
It's like favorite quotes.
Oh wait, there is a post on Screw Attack.
Oh no.
It says.
Oh, that other site.
No. Uses of Twitter for gamers. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, I've seen that thing.
Link, oh, it didn't happen.
Reviews
on games.
I have long, throbbing hard reviews.
Yes, quick reviews. Just Twitter
so
and say that. This
scammers
game,
latest
awesome.
Post. Bad British accent. Here's something called New Works. Someone made drawings, and they're very weird
so
drawings.
So make your game completion news. That just proves how much of a nerd you are. I finally completed all my games to 100%, and now I've got no life.
I think you would already have no life.
2 seconds later, I've just killed myself.
Yeah, I was just like, I am now
Twitter.
Dead.
Yeah, I'm now using Twitter.
I am twittering from heaven.
Where they have lots of video games. So I'll be
some
occupied for a few more
and
weeks.
They're all free. Have you guys seen that Panda Machine 9000 thing?
Like, my version of hell would be just like an NES full of LGN games. And strapped to a city.
An NES full of LGN games that you have to play. And you have to beat them all to get out of hell. Your mother was a hamster.
Oh, that's some motivation.
Your mother was a hamster. That's all I'm going to say.
And what was the question?
There was no question. The question is on Twitter.
What, where? I'm not... Oh, I'm...
Everything is on Twitter.
You spelled noob wrong, noob.
No, I didn't.
I don't know the leet speak. It's like a separate language.
It really is, except
it's like if I'm getting like an island and set up my own country, that'll be the language.
411J00H4B3T2D0.
Whoa. Type this in, I don't know what you're saying.
Me neither.
Type this shit in.
Dude, even when I'm speaking English, I don't know what I'm saying. So.
That's because you're American. Oh.
Exactly. And because it's soccer.
What's that?
I refuse to call it football. I really do.
Yeah, but it's a game that has a ball that you kick with your feet.
Yeah, and that's why it's soccer, because you're socking the ball with your feet.
Socking? What the fuck is socking?
So American football doesn't use your feet at all. You just carry the fucking ball.
Yes, it does when you punt it.
Like, yep, it's like
handball.
One part of the
American
game.
American handball.
Yeah, nobody's going to call it handball.
Yeah, because there is already
already something called handball to create world conspiracy.
So just sport that involves that kind of thing is called rugby.
Yeah, rugby. Except strip rugby. I talked about that a while back. Yeah. That's an LJN game I see coming out soon. Strip rugby.
Okay, we're not. We need to start thinking.
Dude, it's been 45 minutes.
I know.
You're damn right, we need to start thinking. At least I've been recording all this, so if we don't think of anything in the
next
anything in the next 15 minutes, I'll just send Scamboo this shit file and tell him, we worked as hard as we could. That way, it'll sound.
Set up your, yeah.
Geography fail.
Why?
Because I can.
Do you even know where Europe is?
Yeah, it's right on the other side of America. Yeah, I know where Russia, where Europe is. I said Russia because...
Most Americans don't.
That's really sad. Most Americans... I didn't know that.
Name three countries in Europe and they start saying things like Asia. So, yeah, that's in Europe.
They're
supposed to know about Europe. They tried to invade it.
When did we try to invade Europe?
I don't know, in a film or something.
I was watching a movie, and movies are reality because everyone knows that.
TV's nowhere.
When World War II, you must have gone to Europe. That's where the war was.
But we didn't try and invade Europe.
Said the shitload of planes with bombs to sort it out.
Because we didn't try to invade
Europe. Where's Germany again? What country is that? Oh, that country started blowing up for 60 years.
Germany's in Australia, dumbass.
Wait, Germany? Oh, that's that country started blowing up 60, 70 years ago. I remember.
Yeah.
Where was it again?
American geography, amazing. To this thing, and half not.
American geography at its best.
Yep. Actually, our geography classes are pitiful. Like, the only thing they try to teach you
about... they have a road map,
the
just American.
In high school geography, the only thing they try to teach you about is poverty in Africa. That's all they try to teach you about. Like, they say, oh yeah, and Europe is where other countries are. But there's poverty in Africa, and you need to feel bad about that. And AIDS. That's like the entire class.
Slides.
I'm serious. My geography teacher could, last year, he could find a way to turn any topic you said anything about to AIDS.
By the way, since we are on this
topic... Spider pig. Turn 9 to AIDS, bitch.
A little test on your album. Where is my country?
Portugal?
Yes.
Europe?
I know that. But
Europe, Earth, the solar system,
what?
The universe.
More specifically,
yes, Portugal is in the universe, definitely.
Oh, fuck you.
Portugal is in the universe.
It's sticking off the outside of Spain.
You don't know the answer. You suck balls.
It's in the universe. That's all I'm gonna say.
No, shut up. I know this. It's next to that other country, Spain.
Hey, you just won a microwave.
Oh, shit, I want a microwave.
And in Scotland. Can you think of any other country that's bordering against it?
No.
An ocean. I can think of an ocean that's bordering against it.
I always confuse Scotland with Ireland for some reason.
It's from the drunks.
So you imagine, like, leprechauns wearing kilts playing the bagpipes?
Imagine that if you try to land in Dublin Airport with, like, hundreds of bottles just lying in the runway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's put an end to this racism fest and countryism fest.
No, that's our topic, American geography.
American geography? Yeah, well, I need to get going soon.
Oh, game show.
I need to get going soon, so... We're just gonna send this pile of steaming crap to Scambu and have him pick through it.
I think that.
We didn't even do what games we've been playing segment.
Okay, what have you been playing?
Video games, the end.
Go for it. Yes. I mean, it's all gonna happen in the real thing.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, just you guys just do it tomorrow. And all I've been playing Halo 3.
Oh.
That's it.
Getting your ass kicked.
Yeah, getting my ass kicked at Halo. Repeatedly. And really hard.
I don't like Halo.
Yeah, me neither, but it's the only online game I have. I'm going to start up Fable this afternoon sometime.
Nice.
Have you still got zero game score?
Yeah, I still have zero gamer score.
Hardy, hardy, hardy.
I've played like a total of an hour on my Xbox.
Well, you should at least got one achievement, honestly, in an hour.
In an hour? I don't try to get achievements.
The game on and use you 50 points.
Yeah, I failed at getting achievements, too.
It's like, it takes more effort to not get them.
Yeah, it really does, but at the same time, you know.
Fuck. Yeah, you suck, anyway.
I do suck. On that note, we're going to take a note and say... Ah, crap, that messed up. I had it right there, and it left me.
Why does cola taste better after you leave the can open for a few hours?
I don't know. Because it loses the carbonation, probably.
Well, that's the best bit.
Yeah, I know.
Bobo's a dick.
There we go. That's I shouldn't have said that. For.
By the way, why doesn't Bobo join us?
I don't know. He says apparently he has really
Because in Scotland internet. They haven't got computers.
He says he has shitty internet, but... Scambu and Draft probably have shittier internet.
Oh, yeah. So does
I doubt Scambu you that they get their internet capped there. Like, we have to deal with
I
love how Draft goes, come on, guys, just wait another 5 hours.
Oh, God.
It's only 5 hours for the...
My balls have gone inside my testicles, but stomach.
I can't find my balls. Where are they?
Oh, you guys, I'm a PC gamer! I'm not doing that again.
That actually hurt you?
Yeah.
Wow. Your voice is just too masculine to do anything with. I'm gonna try and throw it at a wall using another pen.
I don't even try to...
I want to hear you try and imitate, draft gasp.
I won't.
Draft gasp.
Do it! Now! This is entertainment we're talking about.
When I first heard draft, I honestly thought it was a woman.
Really?
Yeah.
I only assumed draft was a guy because he cursed too much.
I was like, wait a minute, he's a man? Holy
really
shit.
Nice. I would have thought he was a girl.
I didn't want to say anything.
You know, we're going to get like a big announcement and it's going to be like, oh yeah, Andrat's a woman. Wait, what?
In that day, we...
Holy shit, it was a guy.
Because technically none of us have actually seen Draft. It could be a trap.
I don't know, Scampo probably lives next door.
Yeah, but imagine the views
secret
we
relationship
get.
Between Scampo and Draft. That's all I'm going to say.
Just leave it at that.
a draft boo thing. I wonder what their children would look like.
Oh, don't do that. They'd look like kangaroos.
They would look like an emaciated like draft wearing a skin boo helmet. Legs. What?
Look like a kind of Fosters with legs. Imagine they did you with the head.
Wow.
All these racist Australian jokes going to get cut out. It's going to be like 5 minutes long, this.
Yeah, he's going to take like the best 5 minutes of this hour of footage and take out like all the Australian jokes and everything.
No, that's the good part.
Anyways. The new opening is just about as bad as the old one, except not quite.
Why?
I don't know. Because why? The quotes are different, that's why.
Why?
I can already tell what you're doing, so fucking stop it.
Why? 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 Why?
I would throw this pen through my internet and it will hit you in the eye.
That would be awesome.
That would. If I just like threw this and all of a sudden we hear Grady Wood just going, "Oh my eye!"
Why do all the videos that get recommended on YouTube always suck?
We need to just post this on YouTube with images.
Yeah.
What images?
I don't know. Of bloody kangaroos and
bull koalas. You know what they need? They need bull kangaroos.
Yeah.
In Australia.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Can you tell what I'm doing yet?
Gasp has not said yes. Once.
Yes.
Yes. Your rank
was
is
game?
Much, your rank is much better than the one you thought I'd give you.
My rank on
yeah.
on the forum.
On the
yeah.
forums, yeah.
I am that good.
Holy shit, it's a school tank DVD.
Oh
what?
Oh my god, really?
What?
Check this shit out, it's on the front page.
Dude, they've been advertising that thing for a long time.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I might have only just thought of it. Where else have they advertised that shit?
Side scrollers.
Well, I don't listen to that. I only listen to the Dreamcast.
It's how good it is.
The funniest part is that if we weren't on air, you would never have said that.
Let me disclaimer before after the intro.
Everything we say on this podcast is complete and total bullshit. Do not believe any of it. At all.
Even except when that one vicious guy starts talking about Australians.
Even yeah, the tells Raph's a man, don't believe it. Because it's not true.
About the DVD, I was seriously thinking about getting it.
Yeah, it does but look pretty cool.
I don't know, but first
it's expensive,
I need
though.
To know.
Problem is the same stuff you can get on the internet, like, just view it from there.
Yeah, but it has bonus. Bonus content.
I don't give a shit!
I do, so shut up.
That best time to come out with a DVD
in about
when
2 years. In about
in
2 years,
recession.
We need to release a bonus DVD content.
You'll get royalties.
Because we totally have footage from around the office, don't we?
What office?
The Office. You know The Office. I know The Office. Don't you know The Office?
No.
I know.
They've got an office.
Damn, you guys are clueless. You didn't see The Office?
Yes, we did.
It explains why Gasp hasn't gotten any work done. But, but Craigie Boy probably should have seen The Office by this point.
What office?
The Office. The one that we work from.
No, you're not starting this bullshit. What are we talking about?
We know that... You know we work from an office.
Where?
The fuck do you mean, where? We all commute down to Australia every day.
Yeah, fuck the recession. I can get for the plane every day.
Every day? Yeah, Scambo is the son of an oil.
The most economical way to go to Australia is to get
Scambo
on a big tin can that travels at 700 miles an hour.
Scambo's name is actually Scambo Abdullah Grave, and he's the son of an oil millionaire. So, he buys his plane tickets down to Australia every day.
There's no way I want to go where I'm prepared to be propelled at it at 700 miles an hour in a tin can that smells of other people's farts.
Yeah, we're planning on relocating to Antarctica soon.
Yeah, I hear it's a pretty cool place. Hip hop. Okay, that was a bad joke.
That was a joke?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think.
I didn't even know anymore.
Oh, fuck.
He's dying. Get him CPR now.
No, no, it's swine flu. Get him.
We already established that he has.
I might have swine flu. Since I technically. No, I won't go there.
I have a. I have a cure for swine flu. You know what my cure for swine flu is?
Water.
Don't fucking have sex with your pigs.
It's interesting. We're talking about like the first person who got HIV.
Dude, seriously, like, my next door neighbor, man. God damn, I hear that pig squealing all day.
Because the only animals that had HIV back then were chimps, so the only way he could have got it if he slept with one.
Well, maybe this one guy just found
the first
this one girl chimp really, really, really,
well, how did you
really
catch
attractive.
It?
And then
it was dark and it looked like
a
woman.
Wait, but you've got to think about this. He slept with a chimp, and then he slept with his wife, who then slept with another guy, who then slept with someone else, who then produced children, who then had more HIV-ness, and then they all slept with other people. That would be a complex web of cheating. I mean, seriously, imagine your wife, like, you cheated on me with a gorilla?
We're on the internet, no one's married.
You get my point.
Oh, fuck. Ugh. I think I swallowed my own something.
I swallowed my something? We're probably gonna end this random fest pretty soon.
Hooray.
I need to get this bit of dead skin off my toe.
Thanks for sharing.
Using a pen.
Oh, even better.
Obviously, pens make everything better. Well, the pen just left an ink spot on my toe. A topic? What is this topic? Ah, my god, it hurt.
What?
Oh, I have a game to talk tomorrow on games I've been playing for a change.
Well, don't say it now. What have you been playing?
Yeah. Half-Life 2, Episode 1.
Is it good? I haven't played it yet.
Yes, it is. I mean, I played Half-Life 2 years ago, like, 3 times. And I've been waiting for a good deal on the Orange Box. And so I bought it on Amazon a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, but it's really fun.
Orange Box is a really good deal, actually.
Yes, it is. And I got it for 15 euros. So, even nice. Better.
What's that in anything that I care about? Currency. Crap.
It's 20 US dollars.
Oh, well, that's the same price. Okay. Do you guys want to stop doing this now?
I do.
It's getting pretty boring.
Wait, what have I missed? It does though.
Alright.
Exactly.
This is going to be a bitch to edit for Scanmu, so...
I think that he isn't going even to pick this up. For some reason.
He probably will. He'll just like look at it and go, holy shit, that's an hour long, I'm not touching it. Or he's gonna send it back to me and say, lol, carve it up, bag. And then I'll have to listen to this hour of Hellfest just to find like 5 minutes of good footage.
I want to do the hillbilly laugh.
Oh god. Oh well. That's terrible. Okay, well, I'm the only one who's going to be signing off because you guys are going to be on tomorrow. So this is Elfam signing off, and you'll get Gasping Craigie Boy in the next segment or whatever. So bye.
Wait, what segment?
See you guys later.